Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I have some fun things to share with you today. We're going right back to my roots, which is wholesaling real estate. You know, when I heard about this concept of wholesaling real estate way back in the heyday, and by heyday, I probably really mean maybe about 10 years ago, I was absolutely flabbergasted. I thought there was no way that I could start investing in real estate with such a cool little trick, with a cool strategy where I don't have to really put up a whole lot of capital. And if you're a new real estate investor, this show is for you. If you are a pro real estate investor, this show is for you, because there are always strategies wholesaling real estate can offer really in any market. For example, if I am going into a new market, I want to test the market. I want to see what's going on. Wholesaling real estate gives me the opportunity and gives me the ability to do that. My guest today is Jamie Woolley, and she is an expert wholesaling real estate. She's done a good number of transactions already this year, so we'll talk about some of those transactions, who she is, her background, and it's awesome to see that she is also on the cover of Think Realty Magazine's October issue, and you can make sure that you pick that up at Barnes & Noble anywhere in the country. She's based in Texas, and she has a growing wholesaling business. As I mentioned, she's planning on doing 200 deals next year, and for those of you listening, that is no easy feat. It can be difficult when you're just getting started to do one or two or three deals, but she has managed to set herself an awesome goal of 200 deals for next year, and she's already accomplished so many this year. So, that being said, it's going to be a fun interview. We're going to talk about a lot of things, and let's go ahead and get this flowing. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and I'm so excited to be on the show and honored to have anything to do with Think Realty. I love the platform. I love what it offers to investors of all sorts, and honored to be on the cover. So let's do it.
Yeah. So like I said, I'm going to ask you all the tough questions about interest rates. And no, I'm totally kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited about it. Tell us a little bit about who you are and your background and how you came into the entire world of real estate.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, Jamie Woolley, I'm from a small town of around 5,000 people in Kaufman, Texas. So it's a rural town, and I grew up there and then went off to college for a few years. I dabbled in that, and it just really wasn't for me. I played golf there for a while and soon became a wife and a mother as a blessing. It was not a planned thing, and so I had to kind of grow up quickly, and as most new couples are at that age, we were broke, and so I ended up staying home with my daughter for about 5 years until she went off to school, and after that I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, I didn't have a degree, and that never really was my path anyhow. I just didn't understand that staying in the box, because I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, and still at that point in time didn't know. And so I created a golf marketing company. I didn't know anything about it. I just went to golf courses and got discounted rounds or free rounds, put them all on a big card with about 15 different courses, and sold those online through Craigslist. And that's how I started kind of the entrepreneurial journey, as you may say. From there, I realized this is not going to make me millions and millions of dollars. What can I do that's going to really, you know, push me forward financially? So I tried my hand in a clothing company and was buying clothes from California and reselling those at a market. And that also was, you know, would all of those would pay the bills, but still wasn't what I wanted. And fortunately, my dad had a business. It was a cable contracting company. And he said, look, you know, come work for me a year or so, figure out what you want to do as a dispatcher. So it was entry level as it gets, just answering the phone and dispatching things out. I went into that with him. And a few months after that, the office manager quit. I decided, you know, well, let me see if I can take that role on. So I jumped into that role. I've always been a big daddy's girl. I'm huge with my family, my mother and my father, and it's been very important to me. I think being a Texas country girl, that's something that's really big on my value list for sure. And so I thought, well, let's work with dad. And I got into that role and started doing that. And I was in it for 8 years and did not ever plan on being in it at 8 years. And one day I just looked up and thought, this can't be my life. Like, this isn't what I want. I'm not using my potential. I always have these large visions and have a book of just ideas and stuff like that. And I thought, I'm not getting to do any of that here, you know? And so without telling anyone, basically, I decided that I was going to get my real estate license. So at night I came home and worked all day and did the mom thing, and then got online and took my real estate course. I passed the first time I took the test, which surprised me. And that's kind of what started this. And the only reason I wanted to get my license is because I thought in order to flip houses, you needed to have a real estate license. Mm-hmm. I didn't do any research. I didn't have any education behind it. I just was taking action. So I got my license and decided I was going to flip houses. I gave him a 4-month notice, and they said, well, what are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to flip houses. Well, you don't know how to do that. I'll figure it out. That was kind of how I started in the real estate, and then kind of took it from there. So I got my first house to flip, and I got that through someone who actually worked at my father's company as a technician. It so happens they were delinquent on their taxes and purchased that property. Had a contractor that was doing business-to-business sales, so I'd actually acquired his card from working in the office with my father, and called him up and said, hey, you know, can you come over and give me a bid and let me know if you think you could do this? It was really, really fun. My first house was amazing. I had so much fun. I learned so much. It was such an exciting time, and I ended up profiting $30,000 on my very first
flip. That's incredible.
And I got the bug, to say the least, and then it just kind of spiraled on from there.
I mean, I love the story. I love how inspirational it is. And in the very beginning, you mentioned you did a couple of things just to maybe save up some cash, and you had a couple of side hustles. And sometimes that's where it starts, right? Like, I remember I was wholesaling cars, classic cars that I found on Craigslist, and schlepping them on eBay, right? I put together a marketing agreement and I sold them for a fee. And that's how I built up a little bit of cash. So if you're listening to this, you're a listener, you're thinking, well, I don't know if I have the experience or the expertise or the money right now, then there are a couple of things that you can do. One, do what Jamie did, right? Like, go get a real estate agent's license, because then that forces you to think, boom, like a real estate agent like that. It forces your knowledge immediately. And if you don't have the capital, well, then you got to go make it, right? Like, you can't just sit around and mope and hope that one day you're going to have money in your bank account just automatically drop there. What Jamie did was really get proactive, make money so that she had the opportunity to invest. So help me understand, Jamie, where your business, how your business evolved from where it is, where it started, to where it is now, to where you're going to be in the future. You have about 45 seconds.
Okay. So that's where it started, was from that first flip. The second house I got was actually on Craigslist. I did everything. I put
that's
out
awesome.
Fantasy I knocked doors and I found the second house on Craigslist. That's how I stumbled into wholesaling, is I got a house under contract and purchased the house. And someone came and found me, and it was a cash buyer, and said, look, I'll give you $120,000. Well, I had bought it for $80,000. So I was like, wait, I haven't renovated this house. Like, you know, it was $40,000. So then I realized what wholesaling was. I started kind of looking on different platforms online and things like that. Once I understood what wholesaling was,
yeah, we'll talk more about wholesaling when we come back, and that's such an interesting topic. So we're going to do a complete deep dive into this, especially for you real estate agents that may be wondering, can I wholesale as a real estate agent? Jamie will answer some of these questions and more after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Except to Barnes & Noble to pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine. And guess what? Jamie's on the cover. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Success in real estate is all about your network, so get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today. Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back. And my guest today is Jamie Woolley. She is on the cover of Think Realty Magazine's October issue. And we're talking about wholesaling real estate. And before the break, Jamie said something kind of interesting. And I know you thought it was kind of interesting. It's not kind of interesting. It's super awesomely interesting. And that's wholesaling real estate is a thing. It works, especially if you do it right. Jamie is also a real estate agent and has set an amazing goal for 2019 for the number of deals that she wants to do next year. Jamie, can you tell me about that progression from deal one all the way to the number of deals you've done today to your goal of next year?
Yeah, so to break it down pretty simply, in 2016, I did 17 deals. In 2017, I did 102 deals. And this year, we are on track to do over 130 deals. So that's kind of how that has progressed. Within that, of course, we have had to grow our team and implement systems and things like that. But that's pretty much the progression from 17 to 130 in a couple years.
That's awesome. And do you feel like that's – so you have a very, very awesome personality to push that forward, right? You have the drive, you have the motivation, and you understand that you will stop at absolutely nothing to hit that number. How achievable is that for somebody that's really new to real estate? They may be a little intimidated and thinking, really? Right? Like 135 deals, Jamie, you must be kidding. Like how can us mortals like understand what 135 really means? In fact, when we're kind of scared of doing one.
Well, it again, you have to break it down to one at a time. But I believe wholeheartedly it's all about mindset. No one has ever been able to change my mindset on life. I've always been, if I want to do it, it's going to happen and anything is possible. And I think the most successful people in the world have that same mindset. Whether that's a nonprofit they create or they're making millions of dollars, and neither here nor there, but it's the mindset of I can do whatever I put my mind to and the work ethic that goes behind that. You know, you can't sit on the couch and eat, you know, hamburgers all night and say, I want to be, you know, really fit and look great in a bikini tomorrow. So you have to take the advice and you have to learn and understand what are the next steps you have to take. And every single day you wake up early and you make, you know, a goal of whatever you're going to get done that day. And you don't go to bed until that is done. And so it is intimidating because I felt that same way when I met people that were doing, you know, 100 plus deals in the very beginning. I thought, oh my gosh, there's just no way. Like, I'll be happy to do two a month, you know?
That's right.
But it, in the end, once I saw that, wow, they're just normal people like me. They're not these, you know, crazy, you know, superstars. They're just normal people that worked really, really hard and they had the right tools in place and they educated themselves and they grew responsibly. So really, I just think that taking action, the work ethic behind that taking action and the mindset, and you can do anything.
I love that attitude. Right? Everything starts with attitude. Everything starts with your belief in creating the opportunity and really making it happen. Without it, you know, we're kind of lost and we're adrift, and that's not a good place to be. So if you're there, snap out of it. What Jamie's suggesting is have the attitude, pull it together, and start taking action to win. Jamie, question for you. You're a real estate agent. Can real estate agents wholesale? Is that something that they're allowed to do? Is that something that you're not allowed to do? How does that work with your broker? Give me a step-by-step.
Real estate agents 100% can wholesale. Every state is different, so I'm not an attorney and I'm not your broker. But here in Texas, We have no problem wholesaling, and I know that across the 50 states because I mastermind with many investors. But, however, you do have to make sure in most states that your broker is okay with that. You may have a broker that wants you focusing only on, you know, your retail sales. So, and that may not be because it's against the law. It just may be because that is a requirement for that brokerage. So no matter what I say or what holds true to me and my brokerage and in Texas, you do always have to check with the broker that you're working with and make sure that anything, any language, any terminology they want you to put on any marketing or any phone calls you're making, that you're just, you know, abiding by what they are asking you to do. But in Texas, it's very, very simple. I am trying to purchase a property from a homeowner directly. I'm not acting as an agent. I'm not trying to represent them. And so, therefore, those are two different things. My broker knows very well what I'm doing. I made that very clear from day one. The broker that I work with actually deals with mostly investing agents, and so they're very clear about investors, whether it's wholesale, flip, buy and hold, et cetera. And so that's who I chose to be with because they understand that. But being an agent has nothing to do with if you want to wholesale houses. I think it has been a benefit for me just because I do understand how to run comps and I have access to the MLS. And other agents, you know, will pick up the phone if they know you're an agent, if they happen to be busy that day. So I think it's only an added value to have it. But you can wholesale with or without being an agent, and you can wholesale if you are an agent.
That's right. And I agree with you. I feel it only helps because you have more authority, you have a certification, and people take you that much more seriously. So I love that. So in the feature article in Think Realty Magazine, you talk about four specific things you wish every investor knew. Let's start talking about those. What's that number one thing that you wish real estate investors knew?
Okay, so you're going to have to give me a hint because I could – definitely. I mean, there's, you know, there's like 15 top things. And so I picked four of those 15. So
that's right. That's right. So for me, well, that's true because I picked the four. So, all right. Okay. Number one, you can't do real estate. You can't invest in real estate on a handshake, especially not with somebody you don't know.
So that was very important to me because I lost almost six figures by doing that, and that's why I wanted to put that in there. Me being from a small town, and I'm just a trusting and honest person myself, and I always see the best in everyone else, and I just assume that that's how it should work. And I realized very quickly in business that that is not how it works. Everything has to be on paper, in writing, or no one can be held accountable. So when I was doing some deals with contractors in the beginning, just, you know, good old boy contractors, I thought, man, these are hardworking, you know, contractors. They're going to do me right, and I'm going to do them right. And
right.
That was not the case. So whether no matter what it is, it needs to not be on a handshake, and it needs to be in some type of legal document and signatures. Otherwise, there's repercussions down the line that are very costly.
What type of repercussions are there down the line that can be really costly? We have about a minute before we go to break.
Yeah, so, I mean, the $100,000 loss, I would say, is pretty costly, and that was what happened to me on a flip. So it was the job was bid out and done by a handshake, and they went a lot over budget and over timeline with no reasoning behind it. That's very costly. Doing things, you know, illegal. I mean, you could lose your license if you're doing some things as an agent, but yet, you know, doing these handshake deals on the side that really aren't supposed to be done in some form or fashion, you could lose your license. Your reputation is very important because somebody could say you said or did this, and you know you agreed to something differently, but yet it's not in writing and it's not on paper. So there's a lot at stake when, you know, it's not on paper and written down and done correctly.
That's right. There are three more super, super important things that we still need to cover about what investors need to know in real estate. If you're getting started, if you're new, you're a real estate agent, you're kind of new to the game, I get it. You got to start paying attention to this stuff. Otherwise, your chances of failure kind of high, and that's what we want to prevent. My guest is Jamie Woolley. And she's on the cover of Think Realty Magazine's October issue. You want to pick it up, go to Barnes & Noble. Don't go anywhere. We're finishing up the interview with Jamie when we come back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app, available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Golhar. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. My guest today is Jamie Woolley. And she's a real estate investor, real estate agent, super mom, business owner, devoted wife based out of Texas. And we've been talking about real estate investing, more specifically wholesaling, which is, and she's done such a tremendous job here at Think Realty. We decided, you know what? That's very deserving of a cover feature. So she's on the cover of Think Realty Magazine's October issue. So you definitely want to make sure you pick up a copy at Barnes & Noble. Be sure to do that. If you have any questions for me, get in touch. You know how to do it. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Jamie, how can folks get in touch with you?
So anybody can get in touch with me through my email, and that is Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at the Wholesaling Chick. CHICK.com.
Awesome. Jamie at thewholesalingchick.com. So the first thing that I wanted to make sure that we covered were the four things that you wish every investor knew. We knocked out number one, which was you can't do real estate deals on a handshake, especially with somebody you don't know. Make sure that you get everything in writing. Number two, the resources to get a mentor, a coach, and or educational training. How important is that? Wow.
To me, it's very, very important. I have seen a lot of people that I met in the very beginning of starting this journey. And of those, I've seen the most success rate comes with people that have some form of a coach, a mentor, or training. That could be using Think Realty to get your training or finding a local mentor in the area who's already done what you're trying to do and offering your services. Let me give you a quick tip. This is huge. Don't offer to take them to lunch. A $10 lunch is not buying 2 hours of their time to drive there, have lunch with them, and drive back. Offer them something of value. That means if it's going in on Saturday and making calls for them or filing, whatever it is, you ask them what they need for you to do that you're willing to work to get their, you know, training. Or you can always purchase some form of training. Any of those are fine, and that goes for if you have no money or if you have plenty of money. So either way, you can't say me not having money is an excuse. There is always a way if you have the will, and I feel like they have already created the path to success. They've already got that will. Don't try to recreate it. Just go ahead and learn it and take action and implement it, and it's going to catapult you and throw gasoline on that fire and get you where you want to be a lot quicker and a lot less mistakes involved in the in-between times.
How much would you say is too much to spend on a coach? You know, because you have a lot of folks out there that will charge $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 for training. Do you think that's excessive? Do you think that's okay? And if so, do you recommend putting all of this on a credit card? Thoughts?
So that's very important. I don't think you should spend your last $10,000. If you, you know, have a family and you have a life to provide for, I don't think you should go and put the last $10,000 you have in your bank account on a coach. I don't think that you should put yourself in tremendous debt if you're in a financial struggle and make yourself even more stressed out. So that really is going to depend on just having some balance and understanding where you are financially. Then again, you think of a college student that's going to add $200,000 worth of debt going into college, coming out with that. So to me, education, good education can be free and it can also cost money. I chose to pay for education because I knew they were vetted. I knew what they were doing, and I was willing to do that because I knew I was going to put the work in behind. What I have seen is people do not pay attention if they don't pay. And that means that if their money's not on the line, if they do not have that deep desire to succeed and take action and beat all the odds, they're going to fall to the wayside. You know, it just is what it is. I've seen it time and time over. So you do have a small percentage of people who are willing to put in the work and don't have anything and don't have a mentor, and they're going to make it. But a lot of people, if they don't put some money on the table and have something at stake, they will not show up sometimes. And so I think that neither here nor there. You can go either way with it. I don't think any of it is bad, and I don't think paying too much. Some people know so much that I'd pay a lot of money to get in their mind.
That's right. Number three, staying with your strategy for at least 6 months. Why is this so important?
It's so, so important because I have done it myself, but we call it shiny object syndrome, and – you go to a real estate event or you look on a YouTube video or you go to some real estate investing platform online, there's 30 different strategies. And 20 of those may all lead you to the same place that you want to be. But if you are doing one week and another the next week and another the third week, you're never going to be successful and you're never going to be great at what you're trying to do. Gary Keller has that book, The One Thing. I love that book. I feel like you need to pick one thing and you need to become an expert at it until you move on. And that goes on with your strategy. And if you want to wholesale or flip or owner finance or commercial or single family, you pick one and you decide what your strategy is. And the same thing with marketing. There's 20 different marketing channels. You need to pick one, and you need to get good at that one. And I think it's important because people lose focus, lose sight, and they can lose their entire business because their shiny object syndrome on 10 different things.
You also mentioned that that fear and failure can be a beautiful thing. Why is that?
Well, I do not call a mistake a mistake. I call a mistake a learning experience. So even in my office, if someone makes a mistake, it's okay. You made a mistake. Now, if we make it again, we have a problem. We learn from the mistake the first time. The
That's
second
right.
time, we have a problem, and we need to look at it. And so to me, failure is how you learn. And the most successful people have failed over and over again, but they learn from it and move forward. The fear part of it, I mean, I was scared to death to go knock on my first door. I was scared to death to pick up the phone and call a bunch of agents. I was scared to death to go sit in a seller's home and talk to them about their home and give them an offer. I'm scared when I speak at events. I'm fearful of podcasts. All of those things have made me a better person. And the one surefire way I know that I'm growing as a person and as a business is when I have fear involved during that moment or day, because that's when I know I'm growing and I'm getting uncomfortable, and it's putting me in a whole different level once I overcome that fear. You have to overcome those fears to move forward.
So I have a couple of quick fire questions for you, and I'm going to see how much of this I can get through. But balance to you is really important, and I feel like it should be important to everybody listening. You do a lot. You're a mom. You're married. You have a husband. You are a business owner. How do you manage all of these things all at the same time?
Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, anybody that tells you it's easy would probably not be telling you the truth, especially when you're starting out as a new entrepreneur. Let's be honest, to be able to go from 17 deals to, 100 plus in a few years, it's not an 8-to-5. Your weekends are not off. So I knew that sacrificing in the beginning was worth it, but I still made sure if my daughter has a school event, if my husband, is having a rough week at work, whatever it is, that we make time for one another. So that quality time spent together just has to be more special and more, unconditional. And that's what has to be really, really important, because there is going to be some sacrifice of your time. But the most important events, the most important time spent with family, just make sure that you're there and you're present during that time.
Yes.
And the family understands what the sacrifice is for and where you're going. So I do the best I can to balance it. And as months go by, it gets even better and better. But it is very important to me to have that balance and be an amazing mother and wife and daughter, et cetera.
Awesome. Love it, love it, love it. Balance is super important. If you're listening, if there's one thing that you've learned, if there's one thing that you really, really focus in on, it should be that. Okay, one question, 5 seconds. What are your favorite markets right now? What are you interested in today?
Dallas, Fort Worth, all of it. Dallas, Fort Worth, all of Dallas, Fort Worth Metroplex is my favorite.
Awesome. I wanted to ask you more questions, Jamie. That just means we're going to have you back on Think Realty Radio. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Awesome. Think Realty Nation, that is Jamie Woolley. Get in touch with Jamie by emailing her at Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at thewholesalingchick.com. Read Think Realty Magazine's full feature story on Jamie online at thinkrealty.com. You can also pick up the October issue at Barnes & Noble. Now, don't go anywhere. The Power Play with Greg Rand is coming right up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to connectedinvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. connectedinvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? This is Marco Santarelli with Norada Real Estate Investments. Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage those properties. We save you time by providing you with passive income investment properties in some of the best U.S. markets. Learn more by downloading your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. There's no obligation and nothing to buy. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and get your free copy today.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at Auction.com/ThinkRealty.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar, my, I was going to say guest, Greg, but you're not my guest. You're my co-collaborator, co-host, co-something or other.
I'm your best friend, bro.
Hey, I'm just saying. you're listening to the Power Play. You kind of threw me off on that, my intro. It's like right there in the middle, square in the, between the eyes there. Today, we're talking about Oklahoma City. Why is it a market that's worth considering? What's going on? Where has it been? Where is it now? Where is it going to be? Hit me with it.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma City. And you, by the way, your listeners, if they catch on to the pattern here, I like a lot of places in this country to invest, right? My company is called Own America. It's because I believe that real estate in America, specifically housing in America, is the root instrument through which you bet on the future prosperity of the country. And so I have really almost never found a market I didn't like. There are some that I like more than others. And it always is about what's important to the investor, like how old are you, how long do you have to work with, what are your goals, what markets are you familiar with, so that you have a the intimidation factor gets lowered by virtue of that and all that. So I'm usually going to love the market, and I'm going to tell you why I like it. And I am now recommending Oklahoma City to our large investors and to people that don't know who I am. That's what I do for a living. I represent OwnAmerica.com is my company. It's an online platform that sells rental properties. But behind the curtain, we have a lot of very large investment clients who use our platform to analyze, choose markets, and then deploy literally hundreds of millions of dollars to build their portfolio. So we are really good at analyzing the data and picking the future winners. And that technique of how we pick the winners, I'm going to share with you now because it landed in a really good place with Oklahoma City. And I'll start with my conclusion. I think Oklahoma City is the next Dallas. Okay, I think Oklahoma is the next Texas. And the fundamentals that drive Oklahoma City are really similar to the fundamentals that drive Dallas. The industries that make up the job base, the quality of life, cost of living, all of those same fundamentals are in place. And we see this in other places like Chattanooga, we've talked about. Chattanooga is the new Nashville, right? So there are places that have gotten very crowded with investors. There are places where the prices have gone too high, and people say, well, I love those fundamentals, but I feel like I may have missed it. Oklahoma City is kind of like that. Like Dallas is a little crowded. Dallas is maybe a little bit inflated right now. If you're going to buy for 20 years, 30 years, then Dallas is still awesome. But if you want to catch a market in the early stages of its coming about, I think Oklahoma City is part of that. So let me give you some of the base sort of foundational elements first.
For sure. And then I also want to understand the lift too, because, you know, we talk about lift so much on the Power Play with different cities, different submarkets, macroeconomic lift, microeconomic lift. So I can't wait to hear the lift that OKC has as well.
I'll start with that in 15
yes,
seconds.
Start with
the first thing I always do is look at the long-term price performance of the market. The long-term price performance has been the anchor for our predictions going back years now, and we've been consistently right about picking winners that we find how they performed over the last 20 years, because over the last 20 years, we had an unprecedented level of volatility. People know about the housing crisis. Many of them also know that before the housing crisis was a crazy boom time in the housing market. Mm-hmm. So a nice steady upward curve went nuts. It went way up, and then it went way down, then it came back to where it was kind of going in the first place. So picture a long, steady curve with a deviation, almost like a heartbeat. It goes up, it goes down, it goes back to steady again. But some markets, and Oklahoma City is one of them, you can barely detect a housing boom and a housing bust on their 20-year chart. All right, if you go to OwnAmerica.com and look for Oklahoma portfolios, you find the market data, you'll see this chart, and it is as if the housing boom and bust never even happened. And that also goes for the entire state of Oklahoma. So that means something. With that, the way that I translate that is it's a market that is not sort of – it doesn't tilt towards fads, okay? It's like and this goes for – somebody told me years ago that Texas is kind of the same way. It didn't go crazy. It didn't get a big hangover after the party.
That's right.
And they told me that, you know, and this goes for Oklahoma, that the last – fashion trend to hit Oklahoma and Texas was boots and jeans, right? They don't fall for things, all right? Mm-hmm. They know their business. They stick with it. So the stress test of the last 15 years does not even register on the chart of price performance in Oklahoma. That tells me that the trajectory that we're on in Oklahoma City, which is a nice, steady 3.9% annual appreciation, which is a little better than national average. National average is 3.44%. Oklahoma City is 3.9, so it's tracking with the country, but it totally avoided the volatility. I love that because I don't see anything on the horizon that would cause me to think there's any volatility coming, and so I know what to expect in terms of appreciation, around 4%. The lift that Oklahoma is getting comes from the job diversity in the market. Oklahoma City is the state capital, all right? And you know how much I like state capitals in red states.
That's right. We were just talking about Montgomery, I think, a little while ago. and right. that being a state capital and red state, right?
Right. And the reason I like that is that red states tend to be stingy, right? Red states usually stay within their means. And the state capital, which is the anchor of the government, where the job base is very heavily weighted towards government jobs, isn't likely to be in a situation in the future where they're going to have to cut a lot of government jobs. All right. So imagine you own investment property in a place that is very heavily tilted towards any one industry, and that industry could get knocked sideways, and all of a sudden you have layoffs. Like, think of like the auto industry in Detroit. Think of manufacturing cities that when manufacturing eroded, they got hurt. Well, when you're a city that government is one of your anchors, my only question is it bloated government? Is it a government that if a new governor comes in, he or she might come in and slash some jobs? Doesn't really happen very often, but sometimes it could, and there's a vulnerability there. But in Oklahoma City, I like the fact, for example, that just a few years ago, they had a budget deficit of $800 million. Okay, that's, or is it $800 million? Is it $800 million? Yeah. They've cut that down by like 80%.
Yeah.
So they run a little bit of a little muck. They have gotten themselves under control. But here's the thing I love. I look at a chart that we call job diversity. It's what different industries make up the job base in the market. And the number one in Oklahoma City is trade, transportation, and utilities. Okay, so that's the oil and gas industry. Number two is government. So you have a state capital that government is not its number one job category. That's important to me because that means that it's, you know, there's commerce that drives this city. That's Lyft. They were ranked recently because of their job growth of being the 16th fastest job growth city in the country. But if you go down a list of all the companies that are based there, you haven't heard of any of them, right? And I love when it's Amazon. I love when it's some really great, sexy company we've all heard of. But I kind of like it even more when it's a bunch of companies that have 75 employees, 200 employees, 500 employees
yes.
that you and I don't know. Because it's just that's what creates the bedrock, and it takes away the potential.
It's the foundation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a foundation that's diversified with lots of businesses, lots of different things that no one thing can go wrong that's going to actually cause any kind of, you know, crazy pain. So it's one of these places where I like everything I'm seeing. So now I start looking for something not to like. Like, what am I missing? What could go wrong? And I can't find anything in that market. And then I know we're close on time, and here's the big finish, and that is, you and I have talked a lot about this rule of 10%, that the housing market, if you combine your yield, which is what your profit is after you collect your rent and pay your expenses, America is like a 6% yield market, maybe 5, maybe 7, but usually 5.5 to 6. So you're going to put money down and get 5.5 to 6% back every single year on your money. And then it's a 3.5% appreciation. So you wind up with like 8.5, 9, 9.5% combined between yield and appreciation.
Yep.
You find anything north of 10, that is an attention getter. Oklahoma City, I'm looking at a portfolio we have that we're marketing very shortly where the yield is 9%. The appreciation we just talked about is almost 4. You're looking at a market that is going to do a 13% return while you sleep. That is a really exciting thing. So I think it's worth a lot of people's attention to look at Oklahoma City as an investment market.
Except if you don't like Oklahoma City, what's the football team?
I don't know football, man. I know real estate, so I can't help you.
I don't even think they have a football team. Do they have a football team? I'm looking at my producer, Dave. Oklahoma City.
The Cows? Is it the Cows?
The Shepherds? The something? Exactly. If they don't have a football team, I'm not interested. Totally kidding. I agree. I mean, and here I am a Lions fan. All right. Think Realty Nation, that finishes out the Power Play and ends Think Realty Radio. Greg, it's always a pleasure, man. I certainly appreciate the time. Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Pick up a copy of our magazine, Think Realty Magazine, at Barnes & Noble. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.